presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so we're back here, E3 2019. I'm here with Pete. We have a few minutes before we go meet up with Paris, because right now he's inside checking out Cyberpunk 2077. But Pete, I got the opportunity to check out Remedy's new game, Control. I've been trying for months to check out this game. And the reason is I'm a huge Remedy fan. Like, I'm talking about, like, I played them all the Max Payne. Especially Alan Wake. You know me with Alan Wake, Pete.
Yeah, that's
my baby right there. Quantum Break. You know, I play them all. So I finally went to check out Control. Shout out to the community manager Vita for hooking it up, because there was no more appointments available. So I got lucky. They gave me 60 minutes to play the game. 60 minutes. So, have you seen the video of the character Jesse,
from I have not.
The trailer? Have you seen the trailer?
Well, I saw the trailer. Or gameplay?
Okay. So, she has power. So, right now, I'm still trying to figure out, like, what is the reason that she's doing this. But she has power. So, let's say there's an enemy. I could pick up anything. Chair, table, car, pieces, rocks. And I could throw the enemy. Or, I could also use zoom in, third-person view. Use guns in the game too. The thing that I like about this, like, it's kind of like twisted, kind of like reminding me a little bit of like Alan Wake. You know that certain levels, it gets a little bit crazy with enemies and all this. Like, it's that type of vibe, man. Puzzles too. So another thing too is that there's spots where it's hard for you to jump and get to that side, so you have to use your powers. You press, I believe, oh man, what's the button? What's the button?
Whatever.
You press one of the buttons. I think it's the B button, where it gives you a boost. So you could do multiple boosts.
Like a double or a triple jump.
Double, triple, yeah. You could do that, and it will help you get to, like, the other side. There's also another button that you could use the same thing. It's similar like that, but you use the triangle, because it's the PlayStation controller. You use the triangle. And it does that, like a push. Like, if there's a lot of enemies around, you can give them like a push for them to go away.
What's the general premise of the game for, like, people like me who really don't follow a lot of those Remedy games?
There is a reason why she's there investigating, doing that. The thing is, I'm trying to stay away a lot from that, because I tried to stay away from, like, the video clips. The reason is I'm doing that is because, like, Alan Wake, I had no idea about that game. I seen the gameplay, but I didn't want to know anything about the story. I want to find out the story right on the spot. Mm-hmm. So when I got to play Alan Wake for the first time, I was like, yo, this story is, like, it's dark, it's grimy. I'm really into this. And one of the things that I mentioned to the developers last year, I was like, every game is connected to each other. Is this also connected
in the same universe?
In the same universe? And he started laughing. He's like, look, I can't. But, like, let's say in Quantum Break, you're there, and I go to, like, this university. There was, like, a wall, a chalkboard. It had, like, a bunch of writings, and there was stuff in there from Alan Wake about his books, and, like it's all connected to the same universe, man.
You know? That's
so
wild.
Most likely, this is connected to the same universe. But I just, yo, graphically, it looks so freaking good. Mm. Really fast pace. Have you ever played Quantum Break?
Yes.
Graphically, this one looks better, way better.
Well,
way
I would better, hope so. Yeah, Quantum Break came out a few years ago.
I felt like this one was also a little bit faster too, because of the you picking up random items.
The vibes that I got out of this was similar to, like, the game Fear. Do you remember that? Where it's
Fear?
Like,
yeah, the first person shooter game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it gave me those type of vibes when I see it, where it's kind of spooky, creepy, sinister.
Some of the enemies, it's like little red creatures. Some of them, if you blow them, like, you shoot them, they will pop. Like, it's like kind of like a bomb.
Right.
Or they will go toward you and explode.
Like a jigger.
So you could get hurt. And there's some enemies that have, like, it looks like humans with like shield, but they walk kind of strange and weird. Yeah, what I noticed from the clip that they show us on the presentation, mm-hmm. Jesse, the main character, the person that you control, she talks a lot to herself. Like, I should do this. I should do that. When she's having a conversation with somebody, when something is going on, she's always thinking to herself. I wonder why she's like, why that's happening. Like, So I don't know. I'm just curious about that. I don't want to know much about the story because I want to discover that once I get to play the game and everything. But overall, P, like the game that I play, smooth controllers.
So you actually got to play the game?
For 60 minutes.
Wow.
For 60 minutes. Yeah, yeah. It was good. I mean, I had an option to like capture it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have the.
You should have told me. I had two drives here with me, bro.
I didn't. But you were in a different location. Mm-hmm. But playing it, dude, now I'm like even more hyper for the game, man. Super, super hyped for the game. So right now, here's my highlights. Dying Light 2, Control, Cyberpunk 2077, Hyper Dot. It's another game that surprised me, you know. Marvel Alliance Ultimate for this Nintendo Switch. I haven't played Watch Dogs, but based on your feedback and Paris' feedback, I think I put it up in there and part of my list too. So yeah, man. There you go, man. Control. I know I didn't say much about the story, but I'm just talking more about
when
the gameplay.
When does the game come out?
Ooh, that's a good question. Is it August? I think it's August of this year. August 2019.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah, you could look it up. It's August 2019.
Huh. 2019. That's all it says.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah. Released August 27th.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm going to get it. So shout out to Remedy for giving me the opportunity. I really wanted to play the game. I didn't want to know anything about the story. Hopefully, I found out about that once I get the game. You know, so that's it.
Sweet.
That was Control.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.